This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, really? Did I get to that? Was I away that long?
What were you doing?
Okay, well, I just needed to, hold on.
God,
I just needed to get something checked up. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah is out, everyone. You may have heard by now. It sounds like she's got poison oak everywhere, like in her tummy, everywhere. Aww, like, yeah. I didn't realize, but from what people have been texting, poison oak, after a while, it will make you sick. Mm-hmm. And so she's now got the steroids, according to her mom. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll see her back here tomorrow, but... we've been live all day, and we've got text coming up in just a second. Right now, caller 97 is instantly going to win a pair of tickets to see Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
This guy. Charlie Puth at the Shoreline Amphitheater on August 17th, and you'll get a pair of tickets if you are a caller 97. That also gets you... into the running for a four-night all-inclusive stay at Grand Solmar Lands End in Cabo San Lucas and a $1,200 airfare allowance.
I saw pictures of this resort. It's everything you think. Beautiful.
Cabo's so fun.
It is.
Oh, you've been?
Yeah, a few times.
Cabo's a great trip, and so you'll be in the running for a four-night trip at the Grand Solmar Lands End in Cabo San Lucas. If you are caller 97... and just for being a winner, you'll get those Charlie Puth tickets. That's the qualifying prize. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's that. Call now. 800-400-3697. That's also our text number. And here is some of the stuff you guys had to say. 650 says, I saw an outfit in the girls' department. The shirt read, I'm a girl. What's your superpower?
That's cute.
Pretty cute.
Thanks, Adele.
As a gay man, I did not like Call Me By Your Name. It was boring, to say the least. All right.
I agree.
Wasn't it Scott that was, like, raving about this movie?
Yeah, and the scene that, like, you know, he loses his mind over at the end with the credits rolling, I'm like, that's not that great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's looking into a fire crying, and it, like, really, like, moved Scott.
Oh, Scott was crying, too?
Yeah.
Like, he fell for it.
Yeah, right. He definitely fell for it. The reason we saw that movie is because he raved about it. But I had a bunch of friends text me, and they're like, it's not that good of a film. But I didn't want to say that until I saw it, and then I'm like, this movie is so mediocre. Of course, I couldn't get away saying any of this if Sarah was here. She'd be defending it to the death.
The ads made it look super boring. Like, I hit the whatever that previews thing, and as that ran, I just went, if anyone hits play on this while I'm in the room, I'm walking out of the room. And it's, you know, it has nothing to do with there being any kind of gay characters.
Sure.
It just looked boring.
95% in Rotten Tomatoes.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
The thing is, the critics are often, including me, out of touch. So,
Good job.
That's the most honest thing I've ever heard you say.
He told the truth for once.
Great job, buddy.
Whoa, let's save that line, okay?
That's a good idea.
Because we'll never hear that again.
Let's see here. My superpower, ability to get ready for bed, face wash, teeth brush, jammies on with a snap of my fingers. All right.
Pretty good.
Invisibility is creepy. That's number one. They must have surveyed 13-year-old boys. So actually, that's what I first thought of, too, was who wants that? But then people were saying you could do anything. You could steal tons of money. You could travel anywhere. All right. Invisibility is the number one. The bionic woman has super hearing in her right ear. And they sent a picture with it where she's pulling her hair off her ear like she's listening to something. And they wrote, the bionic woman has super hearing in her right ear, but for some reason she could never hear through her hair.
That's so funny.
She has to move her hair out of the way for the...
I actually do that when I'm trying to hear something. I do perk my right ear up and I do put my hair around my ears so I can hear better. Can't hear through all this hair.
Stupid.
It is stupid.
I'd like to be able to see through Yuzette's top, says 925.
Maybe tomorrow.
Vin, I'm a gal with 8 guitars and a bass.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
That's pretty cool.
Wow, first Guitar Center, now Gibson. Sad face. Yeah, it is a bummer to see, but... You know, we even saw as the music business transitions and, you know, computers have changed a lot of it. We've seen that here in radio, too. Even radio has suffered as all the company or big companies bought up a lot of the radio stations. And while Entercom, the company we work
love.
For, is solid.
Yep.
A couple of the other big boys, even though radio is doing great, they took on too much debt and have had to do the same thing. So that doesn't necessarily mean they won't be in business. It mm-hmm. just means they've had to file for protection and need to restructure. 408 says Gibson manufacturing began in 1902.
Oh, wow. What's another big name guitar?
Fender.
Mm.
And Fender does well.
Mm-hmm.
So really well, actually. Pretty sure one of the main perks of invisibility would be the ability to steal loads of cash, thereby enabling you to finance whatever your desires. Yeah, that makes sense.
I just picture this cat. The cash is not invisible. You see this cash walking through
just
the room.
Floating away.
Yeah, just floating away.
Yep. Very good point. Oh, people texted in about Gibson filing for bankruptcy.
What'd they say?
Just that they did. And we hadn't mentioned it.
Uh, 707 says, my superpower is getting people to take off their clothes and telling me their secrets.
So that's a girl.
I don't know.
It's a girl. Saw Paddington 2 last night, 408 says. I really love that movie. I don't know. They didn't say whether they like it or not, but it's really good. 650, Annihilation is so good. It is so unlike other movies. Don't let Hooman's whack view of the first 10 minutes change anyone's mind about it. 415 says, what about Mira Sorvino? She won an Oscar for Mighty Aphrodite and was never heard from again. That's the other name. Mira Sorvino was the other name in
with
there
Weinstein.
With
yes.
Ashley Judd mm-hmm. that Weinstein had badmouthed, and then they ended up not getting hired for roles.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the surfer successfully catching an 80-foot wave this weekend? Yes. Mm-hmm. Although the wave actually, when he wrote it, it was in November. I think he won an award for it, and it made the news cycle yesterday. The video footage is beyond belief. But if you don't go in the ocean, though, you really don't understand just how incredible that is.
I don't know. The ocean is so powerful.
That's what I mean, though.
Just very unforgiving.
If you go into the ocean and feel even what a 2-foot wave can do
right.
to you, then you realize. But if you've never been in, you're like, what? Or maybe you're not. I don't know. But steroids are only a problem if you take them frequently or long term. The benefits way outweigh the misery of whatever infliction you're suffering from. 510 says, guys, been through systemic poison oak, and after taking steroids a few times, bogus, but it does wipe it out. Simple Benadryl works. I used to get it for my dogs, bad.
Oh.
Oh, from my dogs, bad.
Oh, the dogs would have poison oak and then transfer it to
get it on their hair,
uh-huh.
right? I took steroids for tendonitis in my shoulder, and within hours, it helped reduce the pain and inflammation. It will help. So, and I guess she's doing that. So, if you're just joining us, Sarah's out. It looks like the poison oak is in her and has made her sick beyond the rash. Sarah's problems due to the poison oak. I had it really bad once, and yes, it went through my entire system. Dizziness, vomiting, couldn't stand. Steroids will do the trick. And I had no side effects. Sending healing vibes to her. Oh. Sarah's got the morning sickness.
I don't think she's preggers.
The show's got another baby on the way.
I don't know. 2 in 1 year. That's pretty big for us.
Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really pushing for...
Yeah, what do you guys...
I'm pushing for Ripley. I want to name the child Ripley. I love that name.
So pretty.
I love it.
I hope it goes through.
Ay, ay, ay.
What are we looking at? What's her due date?
August, mid-August.
Okay.
I went to prom every year of high school. So fun. Never a hotel room because I was a nice girl back then. LOL.
Wink, wink.
What's the wink, wink?
Sure you were.
Oh, right.
So was I.
Did you have fun at prom?
So
you went to 2 proms. Did you have fun?
Sure.
So friends of mine, their son went.
Mm-hmm.
And so Marcus is...
This past weekend.
Mm-hmm. They post a picture of Marcus with his date and they look so cute. And I was looking at it and thinking, I hope they just have fun. And I was so bent on getting to the hotel room and partying and... I don't even remember being at the dance.
Mm.
I think we waited in line, took a picture, and split.
Yeah, I think we did the same. We had some dinner and then a couple dances and split as well.
Oh, is there a dinner at prom?
There was, yeah.
Oh.
Huh?
You missed the dinner,
no,
too.
No, I bet I had the dinner. I'm sure I did. I did whatever, you know, my date made me do. That's weird. I don't remember that at all.
I remember the senior prom I went to, I had to borrow a dress because I didn't have any money to get a dress. So I borrowed one from my girlfriend. And then the other prom, I had a dress that I used for something else. And then I had the seamstress cut it up and make it more prom-y.
Prom-y?
Well, because it was like for a pageant.
Oh,
and so
right.
It was super long. So I had her cut it so it looked... like it would be okay for a dance.
Sending Sarah well wishes. I like to think she's at home doing bong rips with John. Me too. Remember who foots the bill when court systems foul up? It's you and me, the taxpayers. That went through my mind as we were talking about the guy wrongfully imprisoned.
Yeah, tell the brief story again.
The story is a guy was put in jail for murder and rape. And he was wrongfully convicted, and it turns out they think the crime was committed by this Golden State killer guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who went to jail spent 38 years of his life in jail before he was found innocent. So, and someone else sent in that he got $2 million.
Oh, he did.
He got $2 million, which I still don't think is enough. And yet, I thought of that when we were talking about it. Man, if you pay taxes, you do realize, like, you hear about the pension, what do they call that? The pension tsunami? Because there's so many people in California collecting a pension.
Oh, I never
You've
heard
never
that
heard
term
that
before.
Term? Look
no,
up
I
pension
haven't.
Tsunami. It
sounds
is,
awful. I don't want to.
It's so scary because there's a lot of people who are owed money for their service to the state. And we have to pay that and more. I don't think we can handle paying more taxes, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. Hurts.
Hey, morning fam. Missing Sarah. Feel better soon, Sarah.
Yeah.
There's actually quite a bit more. Oh, may we hear whom in yodel, please?
Yeah, yodel.
Can you yodel?
Yodel.
That was terrible. You didn't even try. God.
All right. I think we'll call it on that. Thank you, everyone. Back after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're going to tap out. And Lexi is already in the green room there waiting.
You're it, Lexi.
She's waiting to come in, so we'll make way. Stay tuned. There's tons of giveaways here on Alice all day long. Plus, of course, the best mix of music and more of it.
The best midday girl, the best afternoon girl.
Right. So, and thanks if you stayed with us. We know that, you know, we're at our best when the whole team is here. And Sarah was out, so, you know, what can we say other than it's not our fault? I didn't give her a place.
I don't think anybody's blaming us.
So she'll be back hopefully tomorrow. But either way, at least we'll have a little more of a heads up and be ready for it. If that's the case, we'll have fun again. Yeah. All right. So thanks, everyone. Have a good one.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.